Hi everyone, Sane Made here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I want to discuss is why the black pill is spreading so much, where guys are giving up hope with regards to relationships as teenagers and accepting their fate in inceldom, and why it's happening. Over the last 3 or 4 months, Stardust the Thinking Ape, probably the second MGTOW content creator ever after Barbarossa, has been creating content that caters to the black pill incels, instead of red pill MGTOWs. A while back, he put out a video called The Black Pill Rage, saying that it doesn't really exist and is more likely to be a sort of malaise that guys never get out of. Also, that red pill guys figured out women 10 years ago, and then we went on our way with life, and did something different to help us build up our own self-esteem. He says there doesn't appear to be an exit for most black pillars out there, that they should instead go from a period where they criticize women in society and into a period of discernment, that they have the correct assessment now, but they need to figure out what comes next. Stardust says that the typical black pill 19-year-old doomer sounds like a 70-year-old doomer, and that both groups have given up hope on life. Why is that? I don't know, but I'd care to wager that it probably has something to do with lower testosterone levels in men in general these days. Because a 19-year-old has the equivalent level of testosterone of a 65 or 70-year-old man 40 years ago. Low testosterone is linked to less risk-taking behavior in your life. Young guys are supposed to take risks, yet young men getting their driver's licenses is at an all-time low. Whatever happened to young men taking crazy risks on the road? I'd love to take a look at those statistics if someone out there can find them for me. Stardust can rationalize all he wants and criticize black pillars for their behavior, but it's very likely that the reason they have given up on life is because of testosterone, and also possibly because of the old term, good times make weak men. You have to suffer physically or financially through the possibility of rejection by a girl. And for many guys, it's much easier to fap off to adult content right there on your phone. Stardust was also known as the most grumpy and negative in red pill MGTOW circles. But now he sounds like the most optimistic in the black pill circles. Maybe he should tell his new black pill audience to check their testosterone levels and boost their levels back up to where they were supposed to be only 3 to 4 decades ago. Obviously talk to a doctor about it first. We're giving trans people hormones, so why don't we actually do the same for young people that have had their hormones depleted through chemical pollutants? Maybe today's simps need TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, instead of sipping on soy lattes. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Incel Clown World show. If the transition from the blue pill MRAs to red pill MGTOWs to black pill incels really has to do with dropping testosterone levels over the last century, then that would explain why feminism has been rising, because men's virility has been falling. I found an article that said this about what happens when men with low testosterone are brought up back to levels that are normal, and I quote, "Wives that are reporting the more severe mood swings describe their husband's behavior as similar to being Mr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde. Their husbands lose their tempers easily, are moody, mean, and often depressed. They're likely to become more impatient and critical of others. They can become very demanding and inconsiderate about sex. It is typical for the female spouse to react to the husband's mood swings by modifying her own behavior." Unquote. This explains so much. If a man with the proper amount of testosterone is easy to get angry, then women are more likely to fear his rage and anger. A society where men have high testosterone is one where women are the ones walking on eggshells around men for a change. But today's men are increasingly pushovers and will not fight back against demanding women. It takes a lot more to anger them, and women aren't attracted to men that won't stand up for themselves. The rise of black pill men that are going quietly into the night doesn't just have to do with the drop of testosterone, however, but it's also due to a combination of demographic collapse in the West, as well as Tinder, Instacrap, and other forms of social media boosting women's expectations, and those good times where living is easy that's making men think it's no longer worth fighting for life. When a young guy is faced with a challenge and he knows he probably won't be able to own his own home, get a girlfriend, and escape the lower classes, no matter how hard he works at it, there's no point to life when he sees how difficult it is and gives up, because there are many, many things working against him and he feels overwhelmed. Testosterone would allow men his age 20 or 30 years ago to rise to the challenge, but because it's so low, he doesn't feel motivated to do something about it. Instead, he's more likely to believe that somewhere out there someone is cheating him. It might just be possible that all the challenges a young man faces today, with less of the hormone of the gods, is making life for young men 4 times more difficult than it was 20 or 30 years ago. I also want to draw your attention to a video called Demographic Black Pill by Mercer. In the video, he says that the number of incels is not just up because unattractive men can't get women due to looksism, but he believes it also has to do with demographics as well. The population pyramid is inverting, and women can choose from older men, younger men, and men their own age. My prediction is that the smartest and most sane women are going to pair up with the hot young guys. The smartest and most sane women that are successful and pleasant to be around are going to be with guys that are 10 or 20 years younger than them. I've seen this with many of the weddings I've filmed. The women that choose men their own age, those men tend to be the chads, and those women are 5s and 6s. The fat, unattractive women, I've seen many of them pair up with older guys with some resources and fading good looks. The millennial man can't get the fatties his own age, because the fatties date older men that are more established. The average-looking women in many cases end up settling down with Chad Light. And the good-looking women their age have massive egos and won't settle down for anyone and are chasing the high-end Chads, or they stay single. The point is that if you believe what Mercer outlines in his video, then there are just too many men competing for far too few women. I agree with that. More importantly, if you're a woman, you have more selection than women from a generation ago, so you can afford to be a lot pickier with the prick you pick. Mercer says that this is due to that inversion in the pyramid. He points out that men aged 18 to 29 in the United States, 51% are single in 2019, but only 32% of women that same age are single. That means that 20% of women between the ages of 18 and 29 are dating men in their 30s and beyond. What's more, 61% of that 50% of single men are looking for relationships but can't find them. So that means that 30% of the male population from age 18 to 29 are in fact incels. I've said before that by the year 2030, 50% of male populations out there will be incels. And as the boomers begin to die off, it looks like it's going to happen. The statistics Mercer shares are from 2019, and COVID hadn't kicked in yet. So if I had to guess, I'd say that 35 to 40% of American men aged 18 to 29 are single and don't want to be during the coup. I wonder if that's going to change once things go back to normal. 2 to 3 years ago, I noticed the rise of incel and made an effort to understand it. This went beyond the True Force Loneliness movement in 2014 and 15. But now we have a reason for it. Older men are poaching the younger women. The sexual pyramid scheme can only work if older men are going to compete for a larger pool of younger women. But now we've gotten to the point where there's a shrinking pool of women in younger cohorts, and older men are competing with the younger guys who are less established, leaving them nothing but scraps or crickets. In places with properly growing population pyramids, there are no incel problems. Mercer brings up the Philippines, Latin America, and Africa as examples. MGTOWs are like bargain bin shoppers at Walmart back in 2000 and 2010. We'd find something that we didn't really want, but we bought it anyways because it was on sale. But the incels are like customers today that come in and look at an empty bin and completely give up. They see that there's still regular priced objects and merchandise behind the locked glass case, but they can't afford any of the prices. That's what they're doing when they go on Tinder. They're just window shopping. Tinder and its Match Group parent company has been taking advantage of this, and their share price is up 15 to 20% since I bought it. Mercer also says it's easy for men to go after women from different races, because the white female demographics in the West have collapsed. The men have been fleeing into places that still have a proper population pyramid. Mercer also says something interesting in that many of his nieces and nephews were raised by helicopter moms that coddled their kids and were overprotective. So males didn't take any risks as kids and young teenagers, like getting on their bikes and riding off into the countryside, or walking to school by themselves as well as other independent behavior. Thus, they might not have actually had the tools to be independent once they turn 19 or 20 to do anything for themselves. So a combination of lower testosterone and the infantization from your mother being overbearing, in addition to demographic collapse and inflation destroying your savings, all of that looks pretty hopeless out there. I believe that MGTOW men, the tail end of Generation X and the first half of the millennials, got to come of mating age during a Goldilocks zone when it comes to self-actualization. We had hoped that the right women were out there, and we dated and got married and then realized how entitled women were, and we had something to go our own way from. The mostly older MRAs took the red pill too late in life, and the black pillars took the red pill too early, and thus it turned black, before it could actually turn red. After all, to go your own way, you actually have to go your own way from something. Mercer also mentions that as the economy becomes poorer, women will have to rely more on men again. But I believe that's wrong, if you look at Eastern Europe specifically. During Soviet days, most Eastern European countries were prosperous, more prosperous than today, and women were working. After the fall of the Soviet Empire, women over there became even pickier and more hypergamous than ever. Women there became hyper-competitive for what few good existing men still remained. The nail saloons and hair parlors began popping up everywhere, and I witnessed this. Check out Mercer's demographic black pill video. He says something interesting in that female entitlement is higher as the supply of men increases. Then women don't generally see this as a bad situation because they benefit from the deflated supply of women in the marketplace. The only thing they seem to be complaining about is a lack of financially fit men to date and marry, and they're blaming men for not being successful enough. The women are simultaneously taking all the would-be successful males' jobs from them. Mercer talks about MGTOWs and how we don't acknowledge reality, that it's actually the women that are walking away from us first. That's where he's wrong. I consciously made an effort to walk away from relationships, and so many other guys I've talked to, partially for the reasons he outlines, about women's entitlement getting out of control, and women dominating relationships. Most of us don't want to end up like the emasculated men married to his sisters. Mercer should look into the eyes of those brothers-in-laws that he has and tell me if they look happy. Yes, some guys that say they're going their own way are using it as a coping strategy. I've met many of them, but how many are out there is anyone's guess. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Stardust has smashed his old arguments in favor of catering to a new, younger black pill generation. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sane Man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the low testosterone that causes men to become passive and lose their vitality away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.